A weak ripple of energy will pass overhead today, flattening out our upper-level ridge just enough to allow for a couple of morning rain showers and even a rumble of thunder or two this afternoon. Showers today won't be widespread, and severe weather certainly not expected at this time. Temperatures will, in fact, be even a little bit warmer. Here's the deal for the rest of the week. While our ridge up above won't be that strong, not going to be a lot of energy to go around either, so we should stay on the dry side not only for tomorrow, but also into the July 4th holiday as well. In fact, we're really not going to start to see changes until Friday. That's when our next approaching system will bring wet weather, mainly from the west, with better chances for all to see storms and wet weather for your day Saturday. Guidance right now shows that better chance for a soggy Saturday along a cold front, which looks to slip through the region. Both the European and GFS models are on the solution, so keep this in mind when making your weekend plans. Sunday should clear out and dry out on the backside of the front, but keep in mind it's only Tuesday. Things could still change. But for now, plan on an outside shot at a storm Sunday, but overall it should be a bit more dry and more comfortable to end the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, stationary frontal boundary draped from the Great Lakes to the Central Rockies will continue to be the focal point for showers and storms today. Strong to severe storms will be possible, along with locally heavy to excessive rainfall. The best chance for severe weather and heavy rainfall, however, should be across parts of the northern plains, along a reinforcing cold front dropping into the region. Meanwhile, an upper-level trough situated over the western United States will continue to keep conditions unsettled, with temperatures near or below normal. Increasing heat and humidity are likely for much of the eastern states through midweek as an upper-level ridge builds in aloft. Daytime high temperatures are forecast to be in the mid to upper 90s from the southeast to the mid-Atlantic, with heat indices making it feel even hotter. Moisture rounding the ridge will also result in daily afternoon thunderstorm chances from the southern plains up to the mid-Atlantic. For those of you traveling across the northeast today in New York City, partly cloudy skies with spotty showers and isolated thunderstorms during the afternoon. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Expect a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Boston, expect mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will be in the low 80s today. Clouds give way to afternoon sun. Expect a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, expect morning showers and thunderstorms tapering, giving way to some afternoon sunshine. Highs will be in the low 80s, wind expected out of the west around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature 60 degrees and the average low is 39 degrees. The record high temperature is 98, set back in 1966 and 1901. The record low temperature 40 degrees, set back in 1978. Sunrise 5:21 a.m., sunset 8:37 p.m., a total of 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 29 degrees at Bogard Ranger Station in California to 114 degrees at Thermal, California. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Expect partly to mostly cloudy skies today with a few rain showers during the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 70s for the Northern Adirondacks to low 80s for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Expect a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, becoming partly cloudy with lows dipping into the mid-50s for the Northern Adirondacks and low 60s for the North Country and Champlain Valley. Expect light wind for all. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies today with an outside shot at a shower or even thunderstorm this afternoon. High temperatures expected to be in the low 80s with a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies will eventually clear. Lows will fall to the mid-60s with light wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, isolated rain showers during the morning time, followed by an isolated storm or two this afternoon. High temperatures today will reach the upper 70s to near 80 with a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with low temperatures in the low 60s, all with light wind. For the southern Catskills, Taconic, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly to mostly cloudy skies today are expected with an isolated storm or two this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80 with a westerly wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with low temperatures in the low 60s, all with light wind. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly to mostly cloudy skies today. We should expect an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, but chances aren't that great. Expect high temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s with a westerly wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some spots in the immediate Capital District may jump into the mid-80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy skies are expected, eventually giving way to clear skies by daybreak tomorrow. Low temperatures will fall into the low to mid-60s, all with light wind. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, expect mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will be warm into the upper 80s. For the July 4th holiday, expect sunny conditions with continued hot weather. High temperatures will approach, if not reach, 90 degrees. For Friday, expect shower and storm chances. Primarily west of the Capital District, high temperatures will be warm in the upper 80s again. For Saturday, expect more cloud cover, increasing storm chances, and temperatures just a touch cooler with highs reaching the mid-80s. And for Sunday, we should cool off a bit more with temperatures falling back into the upper 70s and lower 80s. For now, just an outside shot at a thunderstorm. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.